Early on, you know, in my life, they really instilled in me that, you know, just being humble, you know, being appreciative of everything I have, you know, and understanding that, you know, the talent that I do have is God-given, you know, and it could be taken away at any moment. So I'm very blessed with, you know, with the talent that I have, you know, with the surrounding people that I have in my life to get me to this point.
You also said you're probably the best football player ever to come from Delaware. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. You know, obviously Delaware is a small state, but, you know, we've had a lot of really good players come out of the state, you know, a lot of really talented players. You know, you just have to do, like, a little bit more digging. So, you know, for him to say that, you know, with all the experience that he's had, that means the world to me. Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. I don't know if I ate something weird or what happened, but I got really sick. You know, I was throwing up all night, you know, and then leading to the morning of the game, I was still throwing up, you know. I had stomach problems and things of that nature, too. Like, and all the way up leading to the game, like, I just felt really uneasy. So for me to really have that game, you know, it was kind of surprising to me. Yeah, definitely. No, not at all. You know, I'm a team first guy, you know, so anything I can do to help my team, you know, whether I'm feeling bad or not, you know, that's going to be what I do. Yeah, definitely. You know, I was trying to pound fluids as much as I could before the game. You know, I was drinking all types of water and Gatorade, just trying to, you know, maintain the fluids that I was losing, you know, from being sick. It was amazing. You know, as you guys know, Calvin is a great guy. You know, he had a great career, you know, and he's just as he appears, you know, on TV. He's very calm, you know, collected individual, but he's very smart about what he does, you know. And I actually got in contact with him through my agent, you know, and we set that up, and he came down to Pensacola to train with me. We did some stuff on the field, and we also did some stuff in the classroom, you know, and it was a great experience. You know, I learned a lot of things from that guy. I was just mainly just trying to pick his brain, from everything in the classroom to, you know, training regimens to just, you know, how to get open and how to create separation in the NFL. I feel like I would have, you know. I think, you know, I had been contemplating it, you know, leading up to the bowl game. But, you know, not one game is really going to make or break, you know, your decision when it comes to you know, declaring for the NFL. But, you know, it definitely was a good note to go out on, and I'm very thankful for the people that played a role in getting me to that point. Mainly just, you know, just knowing who I am as a person, you know, just knowing, you know, like I said, the humble guy that I am, the hard worker that I am. That's one of the main things, you know. I take a lot of pride in my work ethic, you know, so I want them knowing that if they draft me, that they're going to get a guy that's going to come in and work hard every day. Yeah, no, it was incredibly difficult. It was arguably one of the more difficult things I had to do in my life, you know, not only because of the potential for next year, but, you know, those are my brothers. You know, we've been through so much, you know, over the past 3 years. You know, we fought through so much adversity, and, you know, we had a really successful year. But, you know, above all, they're my brothers, and I'm going to miss them. But I'm not worried about their success next year. I have all the faith in the world in their abilities. I mean, that's not really for me to decide. You know, I like to control the controllables, you know, and that's me coming in every day, working on what I can improve on. And then I feel like at the end of the day, after I do what I can do and control what I can control, everything else will take care of itself. It didn't really, you know, play much of an effect, you know. I understand they're typically a bit more conservative, but, you know, I talked to my coaching staff. I talked, you know, I got word from a lot of different people, you know. I really felt like it was the right move for me at this time in my life. Yes, sir. I think I'm an all-around receiver, you know. I'm not afraid to do the dirty work, you know. I'm not afraid to block, you know. I take a lot of pride in blocking. I take a lot of pride in, you know, being at the right place at the right time, you know, making contested catches, you know, things that I've proved that I can do in my college career. In high school, it was still a dream, you know. In high school, I was mainly worried about, you know, playing in college, you know, doing what I can to be effective at Penn State. You know, that was the biggest thing that was on my mind. And then, you know, as my career started to develop at Penn State, you know, I really started to realize that this was an opportunity for me later in the road. And it's definitely a blessing to be in this position. When I committed to Penn State, I fully, accepted the fact that I may not play in the bowl game, you know, but to me, it was more than just, you know, playing in bowl games. It was going to a school that had great academics, you know, it was playing for a historic program, and also going to a place that I felt like would prepare me the most athletically as well as, you know, as a person to get to this point. Yeah, I've talked to a couple of the different teams, you know, as far as, you know, film room studies, you know, talk football, talk a couple of plays, you know, and I think I did really well. You know, I think, like you said, I think that's somewhere where I can really separate myself, and that's definitely something I really work on every day, you know, just being a student of the game. A lot of teams actually did, you know, they said I did a great job, you know, but it remains to be seen, you know, how well that, you know, that helps me later on in the road. Say again? Yes, I have. It's not really a secret, you know. It's just more of like a, you know, it takes a lot of practice, you know. It takes a lot of hours of hard work, you know, practicing with your ball drills, you know, and just anticipation. But also, it's a right time, right place type of thing, you know. The offensive line has to be doing their job. The quarterback has to give you a catchable ball, and then you have to go up and make the play. Say again? Yeah, I did. You know, a lot of my family are Eagles fans, you know, being from Philadelphia, you know, but, you know, growing up, I followed the Eagles as well as a lot of other teams. You know, as I got into high school, I really became a fan of the game. And so less really like picking one team and more so just picking between the games that I watch. You know, I really enjoy the game of football. The majority of my family is from Philadelphia. West Philly. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm definitely aware of, you know, of all the teams that are looking for receivers. You know, that's something that I really take note of, you know, that hopefully can be beneficial for me down the road. Say again? Yes, I did. I have met with the Eagles, and, you know, they're a great organization, you know, as well as other organizations that I've met with. You know, it's been a really great time for me here so far. It's been a lot of fun.
Go back to that Rose Bowl. We heard that after the game you were in tears in the field.
Why? Yeah, mainly because we put so much into it. You know, we've, over the past three seasons, you know, we fought through so much adversity. You know, we've been through the ups and downs that, you know, Penn State has to offer. You know, and then for us to really, you know, bring Penn State back to national prominence and to put on the performance that we did in the Rose Bowl and to come up short, you know, and then the fact that our last offensive play, you know, came in my direction and I couldn't make the play for my team. It hurt me because, you know, I felt personally responsible for us not winning that game. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.